We'll start reading at verse number 1 in Luke chapter number 13. And we'll read through verse number 5. Feel compelled of the Holy Spirit of God to preach on this subject this morning from Luke chapter number 13. The Bible said, "There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Are those 18 upon whom the Tyre and Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I'll tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you enable me by your power to preach your word. God, anoint it. May the Holy Ghost help me. I can do nothing without you. Help me to speak and preach in the words of God, and may the Lord be pleased. In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen. When I read this text here, we read about repentance here. As our Lord said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I want to say this morning that repentance still is a Bible doctrine. Repentance is still necessary for a man to be saved. If a man don't repent, then the Bible said he'll perish in his sin. We find here this morning that there is a Bible necessity here that a man must repent to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said you must repent. Now we find the book of God here this morning that repentance is a doctrine that was in the Old Testament. That's in the New Testament as well. What does it mean to repent? It means, thank God, that a man's got a desire that God's given him within his heart to think and differently about Christ, that he's, thank God, the Savior, and that we believe in him, as has already been said, and we turn from ourselves, we turn from our sin by the power of God unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is a turn. Repentance is a change. Thank God that God does in a man's heart. Brother Billy said it right, that it is an attitude change about the government of God in your heart. In fact, it's your heart's attitude turning from self and sin unto the government and rule of God over you. Amen. So a man must repent. He can believe and not repent. He can believe that Jesus is the Christ and never make a turn. I'll tell you a man that done that in the Bible. Simon the sorcerer. The Bible said he believed, but he never repented. And Peter said, "You're in the gall of bitterness, and wickedness is in your heart." He had a belief, but he never repented. Repentance comes before faith. A man must repent. He must turn before he believes. And when repentance is worked in, it will satisfy God, because God grants it. And what God grants, that will God receive. That's right. And so repent. You've got to repent to be saved. Amen. Repent of yourself. Repent of your sin. Repent, my friend, of how you believe in Christ. That's right. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You must repent of your false religion. Amen. Any religion that denies the deity of Christ, that denies he is the only way, is a false religion, and a man must repent from that false religion. Paul had to repent from false religion. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He, my friend, was circumcised on the eighth day. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He done works. He followed the strictness of his religion. But he said all that was done. In other words, it wasn't nothing. I had to repent of it. And I turned completely to the only Savior. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. So a man must repent. Four things I want to
mention in this text this morning, I already hit on one, that repentance is a necessity. It is a must. Jesus said, except you repent, amen, you can't get back. Nobody will stand before God one day with an excuse that they, my friend, could enter the heaven without repenting. You've got to repent. Amen. Repentance is granted by God. Repentance is a gift God gives a man. Repentance is what changes a man. Amen. When a man repents toward God, there'll be a change because he's turning from his old life unto Christ, who is now his Savior. And so repentance is a must. You must repent. There's a necessity of repentance. You can't lead a man to repentance. That's got to be God to do that. Amen. You might lead a man down to a sinner's prayer, but you can't lead him to repentance. And he's got to repent to be saved. My friend, I'm telling you, these today that think they lead a man to God. Can you lead a man to repent? Who led you to repent? I'll tell you who did. It was the Holy Ghost that got a hold of your heart through the gospel, brother. And through the gospel, he led you, thank God, to repentance. He said that not the goodness of God lead you to repentance. It was the goodness of the gospel that pricked you in the heart. That showed you you was unsaved and lost. That led you to repentance. And a man that don't get led by the Holy Ghost never had a true repentance. Because true repentance comes from the dealing of God in a man's heart. Amen. So you got to repent sometimes. Now, if you look back at my life and look back at your life, probably, if we're honest, there was a work of God that was working within you before you ever got saved, that God was working repentance. Amen. God's got to grant repentance. God works repentance. I remember when God saved me, I wanted to get rid of sin. I was sorry and I was sick of the sin that had bound me and that I was living in. And repentance is that work of God in a man's heart to bring him to the very end of himself. Give you a good text in the Bible. The prodigal son, the Bible said, when he spent all, he, my friend, joined himself with a citizen of that country. And he went and he lived in the hog pen. And he ate the husk that the swine did eat. In verse 17 of Luke 15, the Bible said, and when he came to himself, there's the workings of repentance right there. But that wasn't for repentance. That was the start of repentance. When he came to himself and seen himself needing to get back to the Father's house where he was lost from. And brother, he, thank God, said, I am sorry. I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against God. And he said, I'm going back to my Father. Amen. Repentance was complete when he got back. And thank God he confessed to the Father that he had done wrong in the eyes of God. And in the eyes of the Father. Hey, I'm saying this morning, it's a must. A man don't get saved apart from repentance. Hey, man, you got to repent. And the first step of repentance is acknowledging your sin and turning from it by the grace of Almighty God. So I want to say it's a necessity. Number two, that no matter who you are, you've got to repent. Now, I want to say this in this text here. There's a question right here. Are these that got killed, these that men that their blood was mingled with the sacrifices, and these that the Tower of Siloam fell on, are these men sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? And Jesus is saying here, no matter who you are, you've got to repent. Listen, what he's saying here is these men didn't die because they were more sinful than other men. These men didn't face this death because they were more sinful than other men. Hey, we're not God this morning. And there's things that happen that God, my friend, only knows. And there's saints that die like sinners that die. And there's some that get killed in automobile wrecks as sinners and some as saints. So you can't look at a situation and say, well, these men were worse sinners because of what happened to them. Hey, Jesus looked at that crowd and said, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. That these men didn't die because they were so much more sinful. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That every man's a sinner by birth. Every man needs to repent. And I'm telling you, they died because that was under the providence of Almighty God. And it's not because they were sinners. He looked at them and said, you must repent. You've got to repent yourself. Amen. That's right. So there's... Listen, you got to admit, God reigns on the just and the unjust. We can look at people and say, well, that man died because he was wicked. Well, that might be the case in some isolated cases, but not always the general rule. Amen. Somebody said, well, that man got killed because he wasn't doing what he ought to do. That's possible. But what about my friend and others that got killed that was doing what they ought to do? You can't generalize that and isolate a case and say, well, the tire fell on them because it's more sinful. Or these men were killed because they didn't salute Pilate or Caesar. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. This morning, repentance is required in everybody. And Brother Ed, listen, that's not because in men were more sinful. It's because, friend, that the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. And only God knows why things happen. Only God knows why in His providence and will and God's way why things happen. You can't look at a situation and say, well, they died because they're sinful. Hey, if that's the case, friend, then kill us all. Amen, because we're all sinful. Hey, but I'm telling you, God said that you better know you got repentance. That you better repent. You better know, thank God, that you got real repentance in your life. Amen. That's right. Have you ever had true repentance wrought in your life by the Spirit of God? And He turned you. I didn't make myself a new creature. God did. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And that just don't mean on Sunday or 11 o'clock on Sunday. Amen. That means all the time, thank God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Hey, thank God I didn't change myself. I've changed by the miraculous hand of a holy God. And I'm telling you, He makes a man a new creature. And that newness is within. And I'm telling you, it comes by repentance. And repentance comes by the grace of God. That's right. So I'm telling you this, no matter who you are, you've got to repent. It don't matter what your name is, what position you have, what color you are, you've got to repent. Amen. I think differently than some people. And God helped me to keep my mind and soul right. But you know what? We're living in such a day that the possessions of this world and the popularity of this world has magnified so much that people think they're above God. They think because that they have this or there's some certain person in society that everything's all right. We live in a self-righteous age and day where men don't see their sin. Men don't see that they're as wicked and as bad as other men. Like the Pharisee that went to the street corner to pray and said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men. Drunkards, extortioners, adulterers. Hey, that man was lost. He didn't know he was lost. And the publican that was stood there with him wouldn't even look up to heaven but smote his breast and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And God said, that's the man, thank God, that's repenting. That's the man that gets saved. We're living in a society of self-righteousness. And we want to, my friend, think that we're better than other people. But Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Amen. Thank God, friend. It don't matter whether you're a member of the church. It does matter whether you have repented. And if you don't repent, then you're still yet in your sins this morning. Amen. That's right. So you better know you've got repentance in your heart. And I like what Brother Billy said about repentance. He's got a good message on repentance.
And this is what he said, and I believe it 100%. If you repented the first time, you're still repenting. Amen. Repentance is a continual work of God in a man's heart. He's continually repenting in his Christian life. If he really is a Christian, he repented. Amen. He's sorry for his sin. He repents of it. And he lives, my friend, a life of repentance. And I'm telling you this morning, it don't matter. Hey, thank God, you can go to the poorest neighborhood in Salisbury, or you can go to the richest one in Salisbury, and you can compare them houses and say, look at that castle, and look at that little old hut, but it ain't the size of the house. Ain't God, that's what's in the house. Amen. I'm telling you this morning. It ain't what kind of tag you got in society. It ain't how big you are, how little you are. It's what's on the inside of a man. It's what's on the inside of that house. Ain't God, I tell you, they better know there's repentance in their heart and in their life. Amen. Because I tell you this, you got to repent no matter who you are. Amen, that's right. You see, I see people, and I wonder, you know, if they're saved. And, you know, you see people today as proud as a peacock. I mean, they got the world by the tail. You know, they the big shots of society. And then I see people come in wheelchairs. Can't hardly make it. But you know what? The whole thing of it is, they're not no better than they are. In fact, can I tell you this? To lower you a little bit this morning than me, we're not better than nobody. Are they any better because they Jew? Paul said, no, not in no wise. And they got to repent. Hey, that's what he rejoiced about. The Gentiles were granted repentance unto life. I'm telling you this morning, you got to repent. It don't matter who you are. Thank God. It don't matter what you possess. It don't matter what your title is. Hey, man, you got to have repentance. Let me say this, number three. Listen to me this morning on this point, because this is valuable in this lesson. Number one, you got to. It's a necessity. Number two, you got to, no matter who you are. Number three, you better realize you need to repent. You don't know what will happen. Huh? How many of us really consider the fact of something could happen to me? See, these ones were slain, and their blood was mingled with a sacrifice. And they said, Galileans, he's Galileans' blood. And I don't know what they were killed or sacrificed for or taken out of the way for, but I do know this. They died. And I do know the Bible said the Tower of Siloam, which was connected to right there at the Pool of Bethesda, according to history, that tower fell on 18 and they died. Folks, I'm going to tell you what, we're living as if it couldn't happen to me. There's young people in this church this morning that's living a life that thinks it never could happen to me and end up losing their soul. And I'm telling you this morning, brother, you better hear what the man of God's got to say. These here, I'm telling you, you better watch out. The providence of God's in control of everything. I know that, but I'm telling you, I've already said it. As much as these things fall on unjust people, it falls on just people at the same time. I don't live a life of fear as far as the fact of where I'm going to spend eternity. But it is in my mind when I get in an automobile. Somebody could run into me and knock me out in eternity. I could drop dead of a heart attack. And God's still God. He's merciful. He's just. Hey, the fact of it is, I probably already deserve to be in the grave if it wasn't for the mercies of God. And you too. And the fact of it is, God's had mercy, God's had a hedge, God's a God of providence. And we look and wonder sometimes and say, that happened to them and didn't happen to them. Why? Because God, my friend, only knows He's the God of providence. Could I tell any of you this morning, and that ain't going to shake some of you, you're going to go to hell anyhow because you don't care. But can I tell you something this morning? You better listen to what I'm about to say. Every day that you walk in a lost state, you're under the mercy of God.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. And you know what? I say this in a spirit, thank God, of love and a spirit of compassion, but it does bother me some that we got people sitting in these pews that think that they've got a monopoly or my friend, a plenty of time to get right with God, and they don't come to Him and they taking a chance, and they really don't care about their soul. They don't really believe it could happen to them, but it could, and when it does, it's too late. You don't know what will happen. Things happen fast. That's why I tell old Levi, I'll get out there near the road, walk across the road. I said, we got to look now, boy. Don't get near the road. Hey, there's a lot of young children, kids that went out of this world because they wasn't looked after something that's all of a sudden, pow, gone. Remember what I was talking about the other day? This little 9-year-old boy after throwing ball with his grandma in the front yard. They didn't anticipate nothing happening. She threw the ball and the ball went beyond him. He ran out into the road and the car come by, didn't see it, and put him out in eternity. It's just a month ago. I know it's kind of silly. My grandson spent the night with us. He wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's crying. He's up at the top step. I run up there and grab him, pick him up, take one step. My feet come out from under me. Slide down the steps. Found out this week my toe had been broke, which that's all right. It's going back together. But what I'm saying is, stuff like that happened. You don't even realize it. You can get in an automobile and not be thinking in that morning, back up, a Mack truck come by and pow! And then you say, oh, man's out in eternity. Little old boy get killed on a four-wheeler. Anything can happen. That's right. I'm going to tell you what, in this day and time, you better listen to what I'm about to say. I know God's in control of my life. I know He is, and I know that wherever I'm at, He's with me. Man can step outside the will of God and be out of his place, Brother Keith taught on the other week. But I'm telling you this, you don't never know in this day and time when you're sitting in a McDonald's. Oh, that never would happen to me. That happens out in California. And I'm going to tell you, it happens here. Happens here. Happens in schools. If you don't believe it, it's happening around the country, friend. You better know you're saved. You better know repentance has been worked in your life. You don't never know what might happen to you. I don't never know what might happen to me. God does. I'm glad He does, and I don't. But I'm saying this, repentance ought to be considered. It right here in the Bible, things happen by the providence of God. And they didn't realize it was going to happen. You say this morning, born again. Then I'm through. Without repentance, you'll perish. Look, he said in verse 3, I tell you nay, these men wasn't sinners above others, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Verse 5, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. These people that claim to be backslid, that never have no desire for the things of God. never been convicted about it, never had repentance. You see, a man that's ever had repentance in his life, he's sorrowful of what he did. He's ashamed of it, and he wants to make it right with God. That's why he said, "There, godly sorrow, work of repentance unto salvation." That meant that man had a vehement desire to get right with God as soon as he could, because he didn't want to be found in such a situation as he is in, and he saw his sin for what it was. And I'm telling you, friend, if a man has ever been saved, he wants to get right with God. He don't want sin to be in his life. I said this the other week when I was preaching. I'm going to say it right now again. When you sin and all you do is blame other people for it, you've got a problem in your heart. Hello? That's why we don't have a whole lot of repentance. Because we don't see it for what it is. But I'm telling you this, except you repent, you'll perish. That simply means if a man don't have true repentance in his heart and he's made a turn to God, and that turn continually works in him to the day Jesus comes, then I'm telling you what, the Bible said he'll perish in his sins. That's what the book teaches. The Bible said, Luke chapter 16, the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, seeth Lazarus afar off in Abraham's bosom, and cried, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame." He perished in the city, never had repentance. Do you know what he said in that text? Listen to me, I'm about through. He said, "Father Abraham, if you let somebody come out of hell and go testify to everybody and my family, my five brothers, and my father's house," what did he say? He said, "They will what? Repent." And he said, "If they'll not believe Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded that one rose from the dead." That's right. You know what? We don't have to convince. I don't have to try to convince you whether I've repented. And you don't have to try to convince me. I couldn't comfort you anyway in the deal. But I'll tell you what, there's a comfort of God and there's an establishment of God in a man's heart. If the Holy Spirit's ever worked it in and he's turned from his sin self to Christ, and Christ is the rule of his life, and repentance is an act that he continually does until the day Jesus comes. That simply means when I do wrong, it affects me and I want to get it right with God, and I don't want to live a life of sin in it. And repentance is something that God continually does in a man's life. I want to ask you this morning, have you considered repenting? I'll give you an illustration. I'm through. I've been saying that, but there's kind of my mind. Do you remember the record in the Bible where that man owed that man? And he come to him and he got on his knees and said, I can't pay it, I can't pay it, I can't pay it. Would you have mercy on me? That man forgave him of his debts. And then that man went out and found one of his debtors. And he said, he grabbed him by the coat and he said, "Give me my money." And that man said, "I don't have it, have mercy on me." He said, "I ain't gonna have mercy on you." And he threw him into prison. The whole thing of it was, when that man was bound before that man to get mercy, he didn't really mean it. He just wanted out of the debt. You know how I know that? Because when he went out, mercy wasn't living in his heart because he wanted his debtor to pay him. I'm going to tell you what repentance really does. It causes you to live a life like God would have you to live. Yeah. Amen. That's right. It'll cause you young people in here not to try to lie and get by with things. It'll cause you to be honest. Oh, they're just teenagers and young children. Is that right? Oh, so it's all right for them, them to lie, but it ain't right for us? No, I'm going to tell you, if a teenage boy gets saved, or a 7-year-old boy, or a 10-year-old girl, if they get saved, I'm telling you this, they'll be honest. And if they're not, got to deal with them, because if they're saved, there'll be repentance in their life and they'll want to be honest. And it's not no dishonesty, got to please God. This is repentance preaching, by the way. This ain't 1, 2, 3, repeat a prayer to me. This is biblical salvation that's worked in your life when you get right with God.
Amen.
And grace don't give you a license to do what you want to. Grace, thank God, teaches you. And I'll tell you this too, you don't abuse the grace of God. We're not looking to see how we can get around the law of God or the good things of God that God's commanded that we might get by with something. Hey friend, people are saved. Thank God, know what God says, and it's in their heart. And when we sin, there's a hurt and there's a grief because we're not right with God. You read the book, friend. God requires repentance. Repentance is gifted and granted by God Himself. You can't repent until God grants it to you. But I'll tell you what, there's a commandment in this Bible, Acts 17:30. Read it. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And He told that to a bunch of religious people that didn't know God, that had an altar to an unknown God. And He said, you've got to repent from that unknown God and that false religion. You've got to turn from what's about 1 Thessalonians 1:9. He said, they turned themselves from idols to serve the true and living God. They repented. Somebody said, do I have to give up this and that to get saved? Well, you can't give it up, but I'll tell you what, God's got to work it in your heart that you've got a willingness and a want to turn from it. To have eternal life.
Amen.
That's right. Have you ever repented? Is repentance in your life? That's the question. If it's not, I tell you, I'd get on this altar and ask God to save me. You never know what might happen. Let's stand this morning. Let's pray. God help us. Brother Keith, if you would, I want you to pray for us this morning. Ask God to bring conviction on hearts.
This morning, Lord, thank you for the Word of God. It's true. Thank you, dear God, for the day, Lord, that you dealt with our heart.
I repent of my sin, Lord. God, repent of everything. Ungodly deeds, anything, God. Unholy thoughts, anything, God, unlike you, God, anything, God, that would be, Lord, sinful and wicked and corrupt, God, anything, Lord, this morning, God, that would be a hindrance to the things of God, Lord, anything, God, contrary to the holiness and the light of a sovereign and holy God, Lord, I repent of it, Lord. I don't want it in my life. I want the power and the purity and the touch of God, and Lord, I want to live a life, God, of repentance, Lord. I want to live a life, God, that I don't think, God, that I can just loaf and, God, enjoy the fruit of the land. God, I know there's labor, Lord, to enjoy the fruit of the land. There's labor, Lord, God, to find them things that God's caught. And Lord, I'm telling you, Lord, I need your help. And I know, God, this morning, Lord, that it takes the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we've missed you many a time. And God, we need the touch of God. I pray and reach sinners this morning. I pray, God, that you'd bring conviction and fear and show them, God, that it could be anything, Lord, could come their way. And Lord, they could die in their sin and go to hell. And God, never have another opportunity. Help them this morning, God, I pray. Grant repentance and faith that would save their lost and dying soul. Help us now, God, we pray in Jesus' name. God, give us a broken heart. Give us a broken heart, Lord. Give us a broken heart. Give us a broken heart. Give us a broken heart. God, give us a broken heart. God, give us a broken heart.
That they might repent. God, they'd have a desire, Lord, to get clean, to get right with you this morning.
Lord, you know what it can do. Then, dear God, I pray and ask you, Lord, that you take the preached word of God this morning.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that that good seed of the word of God, incorruptible, Lord, would find a place, God, in the deep lodges of their heart. Lord, in that word, God, would be worked in, God, and out. Other sinners, God, this morning, God, that you'd grant them. Lord, give them the ability, give them the desire, the will to. Lord, to repent and get right.
Help us, Lord, God.
I pray and bring the reality of them, God, just
God, as they
stand in hell, God, surely, God, without repentance.
That's right.
God in torment.
Oh, Lord, he said they'd repent, but they won't. They won't repent. They won't repent, Lord. They won't repent, Lord. They'd rather have their self. They'd rather have their pride and their sin and their corruption, God. They'd rather go to hell, God, than repent, Lord. They need to repent.
I pray, dear God, this morning, Lord, that your mercy and truth, dear God, would purge them, God.
Oh, God.
Help them, dear God, Lord, to see their need. Lord, this morning, God, we confess and God, acknowledge before you this morning, God, of the inability of man and the feebleness of man. I ask you, God, that in mercy you'd go beyond that. Dear God, you'd see fit, God, according to your good will. Lord, dear God, that you'd empower, God, this morning.
Forgive us, Lord, of sin. Give us of sin. Cleanse us.
Help
us to repent.
Lord, dear God,
grant repentance. Give repentance. Grant it, Lord. Grant it.
Help us, God, I pray, be sensitive to your voice, God. Lord, if we'd hear you, God, that would just speak to us, God, this morning. Lord, I pray and ask you, God, this morning, God, that would be clean. Lord, that would be right before you.
God, that's right, Lord.
Lord, God, to see it for what it is, calling out for what it is.
Oh, help me, Lord, God, please.
Lord, before you this morning, God. Lord, God, I say this morning, God, outside of you, miserable and wretched, dear God.
Right.
Thank you, God, for the time, God, you've been revealed to me.
Praise
God,
the Lord.
God, this morning.
Praise the Lord.
I praise you, God. Dear
praise
God.
God.
This morning, God, for the grant and God, the gift of repentance. Lord, if we have that, God, you
praise God. Praise God, Lord. Praise God for the grace of giving.
Dear God, may we have deep and true and real repentance.
God, grant it.
Finally, this morning, the word of God preached not long ago, God, while we have to keep coming back, God, because we've not really repented. I pray, dear God, you'd work that in us and throw us, dear God, and it'd be a true, deep sorrow, God, in our heart. May I realize this morning, God, that against you and you only we've sinned,
right,
God, this morning, and we'd get it right. God, be merciful to the sinner. Help your children this morning.
Yeah.
Only you can. Jesus' name we're praying. Amen.
The Bible said, Let the wicked man forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and return unto me, saith the Lord. Amen. Zacchaeus said, Lord, I restore fourfold anything I've taught, taken by thought. He was a tax collector. Zacchaeus, a tax collector. And when the Lord said, come down, he went to his house. Zacchaeus said, Lord, if I've taken anything by false accusation, if I've took that woman's rent money, then I shouldn't have took it. I'm going to give her four times as much. That's repentance right there. I remember God dealt with my heart. I got saved. God saved me. One day I got to praying. I said, Lord, now, them people I've done wrong, I know I'm not going to always be able to go back to that body because I know that you don't particularly require that. But I said, Lord, them things I did, I need to make it right if you want me to go back. I remember as a young boy, I told y'all this. Young boy, I went down to Stiller's store one time there on Faith Road. That's a long time ago. I rode my bike, teenage boy, and stole some stuff from him. Probably about $3 or $4 worth. Just old young boy acting stupid. Mr. Stiller's working out here at Bear Furniture. And when I seen him one day working there, the Holy Ghost said, you need to repay that man. And I went up to him. I said, Mr. Stiller. He said, well, hey, how you doing, boy? I said, I'm all right. I said, the Lord touched my heart. I got saved, born again. And I said, when I was a young boy, I took some things out of the store I shouldn't have took. And I won't give you this $5. He said, put that money up, boy. He said, I forgive you of it. He said, but if everybody that took from me gave back to me, he said, I'd be a rich man today. I said, well, I'm surely sorry for what I did. He said, well, I appreciate you coming to me about it, but he said, I don't want to take your money. But you know, folks, here's the thing. I was a lost man then. God forgave me of every sin. It wasn't required for me to be saved. He didn't make that a requirement. But I'll tell you this. If people would be honest in these days and confess sin and say, hey, it's me, Lord, and repent of it, we could have a move of God. We got our hearts clean. And then sinners see we repent, and then they see they need to get right with God. The fear of God hit them.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Except you repent, you'll perish. Has God ever worked repentance in your life? You turned to Christ from yourself and sin, and you're saved.